Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming, to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
Friends in Christ, our service this evening is rightfully one of scripture and song. And we gather in this place because we desire to hear the familiar scriptures and sing the traditional carols. And we so enjoy our carols, especially those of old. We enjoy our familiar carols so much that I chose half of them from the Pilgrim Hymnal. And these carols go all the way back, if you look at the opening pages, to the year of our Lord 1958. And some, I think, no doubt, go all the way back to the Pilgrims themselves. Friends, as it is so often phrased in the ancient creeds, it is right and just that we sing these favorite carols and we read these familiar scriptures. And it is right and just because these carols and these scriptures read, they bring us in. And I want nothing more than to be brought in here to be with all of you. Yet if you were listening very closely to the first verse that Dawn read for us, from Psalm 96, it began with an instruction to, quote, sing a new song to the Lord. It says, sing a new song. So I ask this evening, on this night that a newborn child entered our world, to usher in a new era, a new covenant, and a new faith, I ask, what new song will you and our congregation sing? Though the scripture asks us to sing a new song, the message will be the same. We are to proclaim God's triumph. We are to declare God's glory. We are to ascribe to the Lord the glory due. And more than that, as the psalmist says, we are called to give gifts. We are called to bow down and even, Madeline, to dance. We are to declare among the nations, God has fixed the earth firm, immovable. He will judge the peoples justly. Last night, Dennis Newman and Bill Pearson and I attended the Hanukkah, and Elizabeth was there too, attended the Hanukkah lighting service in our parlor. And we heard from our Hebrew brothers and sisters how the earth praises God with us during these nights. And the last three verses of the psalm which Dawn read for us, we hear how, one, the heavens rejoice, two, the earth exults, three, and four, the sea and the creatures in it roar, five, the fields exult, and six, the trees shout for joy. That's in only three verses. God comes, the psalmist says, to judge not just peoples, but also the earth with righteousness. It is right and just to sing our long familiar carols. However, as we celebrate the Christ child, recognize a new covenant of faith with our God and proclaim it to the world. In this new era, recognize that the scriptures include the earth and indeed the entire cosmos in the celebration, in the recognition, and in the proclamation of Jesus the Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. So friends, as we begin our Christian year with the season of Epiphany this coming Sunday, and I pray you all will join us, I ask you to begin the season by inquiring with me, what will be this new song Center Congregational Church will sing? Though the singing of old songs brings us in tonight, it will be the singing of a new song that will inspire us out of this sanctuary to be relevant to the world. If we include the creation as our partner in declaring God's glory among the nations, we will be faithful. If we believe, perhaps, that creation is not a partner in our task, then perhaps we are lost. For we have, therefore, not yet seen the star. This This was the word of God, and it was preached to the people of God. And the people of God responded. Amen.